Welcome to the Dr. Bob Show. I'm Dr. Bob. Our first guest today is Vernon. Vernon's friends and family say Vernon's ego has gotten so far out of control, it's virtually an intolerable experience to be around him for any length of time. Vernon has claimed numerous times that his loved ones are simply jealous of his many accomplishments, but does admit he's worried that he's alienated those closest to him. And so he's come to me, Dr. Bob, a former Biloxi taxidermist turned millionaire teletherapist for people all over America. Hello, Vernon. Hello, Vernon. What happened, Vernon? Hello, Vernon. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Show.
What's up, Dr. Bob?
What's up? I'll tell you what's up, Vernon. Your family's ire. You want to tell me what's going on?
I wish I could, Dr. Bob. It's as if they all turned on me the day I got my Acura.
Vernon, it says here you peed on your crippled grandfather, son. And for what? For, quote, eyeballing your new girlfriend? Vernon, you can't pee on people.
Yeah, I know, Dr. Bob.
No buts about it, son. It also says here your grandfather's blind. You know what your problem is, Vernon? Right now, you're like the grasshopper who couldn't find pie.
I don't understand that.
Egomaniacs, Vernon. They think they're better than other people. They feed off praise. If they don't get it from others, they give it to themselves. People don't want to be told or reminded that they're inferior, Vernon.
I have never thought of it that way.
I got a homework assignment for you, Vernon, because I care. I want you to go home tonight and start treating all people as equals. If you can do this for me for just 24 to 48 years, your family will again embrace you as theirs. I promise.
I'll give it a shot, Dr. Bob.
I'm going to help you, Vernon. I want you to have a copy of my new book. It's entitled, You're Not That Cool. In fact, you're kind of a dick. Dr. Bob's Guide to Keeping Your Ego in Check.
I've learned a lot today, Dr. Bob.
Of course you have, Vernon. I haven't become the modern-day Jesus Christ by not being able to detect an egomaniac when I see one. Oh, we'll fix you, Vernon. Trust me. For me, it's kind of like eating chopped salad out of a sombrero.
Sorry, what the hell does that mean?
Thank you for stopping by, Vernon. My next guest is LaMarcus. LaMarcus hates white people. Hates them so much he wants to murder every one of us. Stack our bodies like firewood, ignite the pile, and toast marshmallows off our fiery dead corpses. LaMarcus, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you having me, Dr. Bob.
LaMarcus, you can't toast marshmallows over a flamed engulfed bonfire constructed of the entire Caucasian race.
You're right, Dr. Bob.
Thanks for coming in. My next guest is Melanie. Like millions of Americans, Melanie is what you call an anxiety sufferer. Melanie can't sleep at nights over things that are bothering her at work, but she can't concentrate at work because she's worried about how her lack of sleep is affecting her health, which in turn causes Melanie to worry about her job status. All of this anxiety has made Melanie jittery, sensitive. She's even started losing her hair. Hi, Melanie. That's a lovely hat you're wearing.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
What is it that makes you feel so anxious, sweetheart?
Well, right now I'm, well, pretty anxious just being on the show and talking to you.
Are you kidding me, sunshine? Well, ain't nothing to fret about here, girl. Heck, I'm your best friend right now. Before long, you and me, why, we're going to be like hair and carrots. Sorry. I didn't. That was just an expression.
What?
Melanie, forget that. I want to ask you something. I want you to be completely honest with Dr. Bob. Have you ever tried an exercise we in the psychiatric field call calming down? You see, we all have things in life that we can't control, Melanie. I, for example, have millions of dollars now. thanks to freak jobs like yourself and the strangers watching who can't get enough of your suffering and healing cycle. Still, despite all my success and worldwide fame, I can't get supermodels to sleep with me. But if I worried about it, I would hardly be able to relax enough to get my money's worth from the sex I'm paying for with comparable-looking prostitutes. And they cost a pretty penny, Melanie. I don't mind telling you. What I'm trying to explain to you is, be like the rabbit, Melanie, who pulled his own weeds.
You lost me there.
What I'm trying to say, Melanie, is if the opposite of anxious is calm, and anxiety is what's causing your unrest, then for God's sakes, girl, be calm.
You're right. I knew it as soon as I walked in here that you were the one who could help me. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thank you, Butterbuns. And here, have a copy of my new book. It's called Quit Being Such a F***ing Spaz, Dr. Bob's Guide to Controlling Anxiety.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Thank you, Melanie. Pretty soon you're going to be just like that possum who stole the neighbor's mail.
I don't get it.
And I thank you, Melanie. I really do. Well, that's all the time we have for today's Dr. Bob Show. Join me next week when I talk three housewives out of their assassination attempt on Maury Povich. Be good to each other, y'all. I mean it. Dr. Bob, we'll talk to you next week.